culture and our society into embracing the darkness. The Satanic Temple, the largest satanic church in the country, the one that's suing school districts to start Satan clubs
right
on even elementary school campuses. If you can believe it, elementary, to start Satan clubs and to have little things that kids put on their heads with horns, just to, again, a costume to desensitize them into thinking, oh, it's no big deal. There's no problem with this. What's the big deal? Why not just enjoy it? Folks, everything about Halloween, even the costumes. Do you know the costumes were created? I wanted to read this, people, if I can find it. Yeah, the costumes were designed so they would walk the streets in hopes of warding off the evil spirits. That's what the origin of costumes on that night is all about. My goodness. I mean, everything the druids had designed to ward off evil spirits, to come against to offer protection from that, while at the same time the covens, beginning in Ireland and then spreading throughout the United Kingdom and then over the pond to the United States, everything involved animal and human sacrifice. We are falling into the pattern in our culture now that Satan wants to keep our eyes on everything evil. I just recommend that you go down the streets and look at what's around. Even the faces in the pumpkins, most of the faces are not smiling. A few of them are, yes, but most of them are not. I mean, even something as simple as a carved pumpkin, it's amazing. When we celebrate Halloween as believers in Christ, we are saying that we are desensitized and we are willing to compromise everything behind it. And actually, we are celebrating the sacrifices of animals and human beings that are being made this night. Whether you want to believe it or not, here's the point. Demons don't know the difference.
Right. Talk to us about the personal canopy of protection. We got just a couple of minutes left, and I want you to share about that and then pray that over our audience.
You bet. You bet. In Exodus, in Exodus chapter 37, verses 1 through 9, we had the angels on top of the Ark of the Covenant with their wings out, forming a diamond, and within those wings, the presence of God came. And what the Lord asked us to create for people was what he calls a floating diamond. This is the scripture that is based upon. You can read it, Exodus 39, Exodus 37, verses 1 through 9. And he said, I want you to do this around people for protection and fill this diamond on the inside with the blood of the Lamb. It's a pedestal for the blood of the Lamb. And those that are inside that are protected from the demonic, protected from the enemy. And then he had me do that prior to people coming to my home for prayer, so that when they sat down, they were in this pedestal of the blood of the Lamb. Later he said, you can have a floating diamond. And that's what I want to pray for people that are here right now. Because you put it around people, You put it around children. You put it around your home. Don't put it, well, yes, you can put it around your car. You can put it around you as you're going through the TSA line at the airport. I mean, wherever. And the enemy cannot penetrate that diamond, but that's where the presence of God is with you at all times. So, Father God, I pray that people, even this evening, who have plans that, even if they're contrary to what your perfect will is for them, that there would be a floating diamond of the Holy of Holies to surround them this evening. And whenever they so choose, they just will say from now on, I declare the floating diamond around me, around our home, around our car, whatever, fill in the blank. Father, I pray that they will do that. But I pray that over every viewer, over every listener right now, for their protection, based upon your word in Exodus 37, that diamond will be established, it will be filled with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh, and keep them protected from every curse, every spell, every demonic presence that would seek to overtake them or influence them on this very day, which can be hallowed with the precious blood in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ken, thank you so very much. We're going to close with that, folks. You can pick up this recording. It'll be up here in just about an hour, and you can pick it up. And we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Matt Long and I are going to talk about free speech coming up right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow.
There we go. That lamb is must really be asleep this morning. I think it's the cold.
I think so.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Oh, boy, let me tell you something. I think there is. There's a whole lot of... whole lot of that thing sleeping this morning, Matt, is what's going on. I've had I've had some very interesting things happen. I did my first hour was on Israel, and right. I had all kinds of technical issues, and then we were exposing the whole issue of Halloween with Ken Thornburg, and again the whole thing. But I think we're square now. Great to be with you. Good to be with Matt Long and the Matt Long Show on the Hill Country Patriot Radio, joining the Chosen Generation Radio Network. Good to be with you, brother.
Always is. I love, we're nationwide on Tuesday mornings, and I love that. And, you know, I have to say, I heard some talk about this over the weekend, that we all are, most of us are willing to say there's a God and he's alive and he's moving among us. But how many people are willing to say there is a Satan? He is alive and he is moving among us. That is a much harder thing for people to say out loud. And sometimes when a lot of these glitches, when we're talking about things that are real and have meaning and are going against Satan's plan, I'm a believer that he's alive and well and roaming around and ready to devour like a lion. So it doesn't surprise me at all that we have technical issues when we're going to talk about this. These kinds of things.
Absolutely. I'm on you and I are in total agreement with regards to that, and I think unfortunately we think about it and everybody says, oh, he's just a toothless lion. Folks, if he was a toothless lion, then we wouldn't have sex trafficking, we wouldn't have the murders. We wouldn't have people overdosing on fentanyl. We wouldn't have children whose minds and bodies are being perverted and mutilated openly in public, and it being encouraged and then hidden from their parents. I mean these are facts. These are not conspiracy theories. These are facts. Young girls, 12, 13 years old, that are being taken in by doctors and healthy body parts cut out. You know, Chloe Cole tells her story, mutilated.
Yeah. I did a great interview with her, by the way, folks. You can go back to my podcast and find my interview with Chloe Cole. It's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker, but it ends with joy, Pastor Greg. That's
Amen.
One of the questions I could see, the joy on her face that was even there after going through all of this. Let's get to our topic, because we've got all of these pro-Palestinian riots going on across the country and across the world. They are mind-blowing to anybody that has any a hint of history of or an understanding where our planet has been under situations like this before, and the complete destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. And yet there is this idea that here in the United States, and I'm going to probably get some hate mail for this, that those students have a First Amendment right to speak out and say those nasty things. Would you pull me back from that cliff, Pastor Greg?
No, absolutely. I definitely would. I would certainly pull you back. Here's the issue. Yes, we have free speech in America. Now, the people are welcome to say things that we may well disagree with. I think you begin to cross the line when the individuals that you're dealing with have literally declared war on our country. Mm-hmm. And so I think that becomes the issue.
So if they're not threatening anything. Now, I know a lot of them are here. We're hearing that from the river to the sea. By the way, if you don't know what that means, that from the river to the sea means no more Israel, period. Not any Israel and no more Jews. That's when you hear that from the river to the sea, I don't think a lot of people know what that means, especially our young kids. That is actually calling for death and destruction. Is that covered under the First Amendment, Pastor Greg? Do you think calling for the death of individuals or a group of people, is that covered speech under the First Amendment?
I think that it walks right up against the very edge of it. There are, like, for example, here in Texas, if you threaten to kill someone, that's considered assault. If you get into an argument with your neighbor and you say, "I'm gonna kill you," that's considered assault here in Texas. And so I would suggest then that in violation of the law, you've crossed the line. When you have an entity, and this becomes the issue, when you have an entity like Hamas, who has said their goal, their stated goal, number one, as you said, you know, to the sea, which means from the river there.
Is it the Jordan River?
Yeah, from the Jordan River all the way to the sea. Well, from the Jordan River to the sea, that's it. There isn't anything else left.
Right.
So you are talking about the elimination of Israel and the Israeli people. Now, someone may say, well, you know, but yeah, they can all live. Where they live in peace, where there is peace, is where the Israelis have control of both areas. That's where there's peace.
Yeah.
When Hamas is in charge, there is no peace. Let me just to kind of back that up. If I can get to it very quickly here. Here we go. Let me share this peace with our audience really quick.
They dream about us in their sleep. How beautiful. They care about how we are oppressed by the evil Zionist Israelis, while in fact those evil Zionist Israelis are the ones giving us jobs. You need to know that I am a textbook Palestinian Jordanian. I have relatives who are in jail for terrorist charges. I have relatives in the Palestinian Authority. I have relatives who are in Hamas. I have relatives who are in the Palestinian intelligence, in the base senior reaction job. And the family, yes, their family has had martyrs who died killing Israelis. And we have also martyrs who were killed by Hamas. You can't grant us justice by denying justice to our Jewish neighbors. They are our neighbors. 500,000 Palestinians every single day cross the borders to work in Israeli settlements, in Israeli homes, in Israeli hospitals. They work there, achieving European standard payments versus the non-payments of the Palestinian Authority. While you guys are obviously caring for us in good intentions, but your judgment is very cloudy. Unfortunately, most of you are seeking to destroy the very and only source of income and stability that we have, which is the Israeli Jewish state. We disagree with Israel.
So there you go. Now that's coming directly from a gentleman who I think would have a pretty good case to tell us what's really going on over there, Matt. And again, understand too that what we're seeing on our university right now is a mirror of but at a whole other level of what we saw in the 1960s with the student movement that David Horowitz writes about. He was a part of that and realized what they were actually trying to do, which was to destroy the United States of America, and came out of it and began exposing it. And there's some great information out there, and you've talked about it. It's called the red, green, black axis.
Yes, I have. It's been a few years, but yes, I have talked about that.
Well, that is what this is. And so the question that I would ask you from a free speech perspective is should we allow, should we have on our streets those that are specifically working to destroy our country? Are crimes against our nation by foreign entities to be allowed in a state of war on our streets?
That's a good question. And if I were to say, okay, I agree with you, let's just go down this path and say, all right, we shouldn't allow this. What do we do with the next big rally at Columbia or some other university? How do you then enforce that idea, or is it enforceable? What do you round them up? Do you what's the answer?
I think the answer is something that many Americans are going to struggle with. And even people who are, you know, on our side are going to struggle with, Matt, but they've brought the war to our shores. They've brought the war here. And the question then that you have to ask yourself is, you know, do you want them coming into your home and doing to you what was done to the Israelis on October the 7th?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you saw the video of the four Jewish students in the library with the rioters out there.
Yep.
50 or more trying to bust down the window and the glass and beating themselves up against the windows and the glass. And I'm thinking, is this a case of the dog chasing the car? And would, as they all got in there, would they have gone, whoa, what do we do now? Or do you think they would have got, if they'd have gotten in, do you think it would have been the beating of the four Jewish students that were in there? What, I mean, we can't tell what could have happened.
Well, let's ask ourselves this. Let's ask ourselves this. Candace Owen experienced this. Milo Yiannopoulos experienced this. Let's not forget that not 10 years ago, we were having these kinds of conversations and these kinds of real events were taking place. Ben Shapiro experienced this. Let's not forget that these kinds of things happened on college campuses when these speakers came to try to speak, to the point that the colleges began to tell the speakers, you can't come because of the violence that's going to happen if you're here. We can't protect you.
Yeah. Riley Gaines.
Absolutely. Ran for her life.
And yeah, Andy Ngo, yep. Who when someone uncovered him in Portland, man, he was beaten within an inch of his life. And I think that the people who beat him, I think, got away with it. I think the trial ended recently and all the charges were dropped. I believe, I could be wrong, but I think that is the latest news on the Andy Ngo case in Oregon.
Well, there was another one in Austin. There were two of the free speech people that were walking away who had been a part of trying to quell the Antifa issue, and somebody ran up on one of them, and I can't remember his name right now. I'm still got to research that.
Yeah.
But I had the girlfriend of one of the guys on my show several years ago, because they were also a part, the guy and that girl were a part of going over to Hong Kong and helping the Hong Kong protesters in protesting against the CCP. But at any rate, they ran up behind that guy and shot him in the back of the head. And the person who did that, I don't think that they have faced consequences for their actions.
So I don't think we can come up with an answer. I think what you said, that this is going to be ugly, it's going to be difficult, and it's this is not going to be easy. And as soon as one of these and someone gets killed, or more than one, or three or four Jewish students are literally beat to death, I'm not sure that there's going to be any movement to stop what's going on at the campuses. Folks, make sure your kids are not participating in this. If you've got kids in college, talk to them. Get them on the phone. Make sure that they're not engaged in this, and that is so important.
Well, and be mindful. Yeah. Thought? Well, you know, we've talked before on the program, Matt, about discernment and how critically important Holy Spirit discernment is going to be in the midst of all of this. And there's so much disinformation that I believe is coming out right now. Even well-meaning Christians talking about, well, Israel's not important, and it's all it's all changed, and all of this stuff. God doesn't change who He is, and He doesn't change His character, and He hasn't changed His love for Israel and the people. The Israeli people, the Jewish people, that's never changed. It's from Old Testament to New Testament, it's never changed, including the book of Revelation that talks about the two prophets that will rise up out of Israel to bring Israel to Christ. And we need to pray for salvation for all of our friends there and for everyone in that nation. We need to pray protection over them. We need to pray unity. And we need to pray for our nation over here that we will turn back to God and seek Jesus Christ, and that we will be the fire of revival individually. You and I, we're the fire. We carry the fire of revival in us if we carry Him, His presence, and the Holy Ghost. We're the change. And I just,
Pastor Greg, you always do such a great finish that there's a great wrap up. There's just nothing I can ever say, but you speak complete truth. And thank you for having this discussion with me today and joining us on the Hill Country Patriot.
God bless you, Matt. God bless the Hill Country of Texas. Let's light a fire revival right here in our own backyard.
All right, thank you, sir. All right.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. All right. There is no force more powerful than the one that is in us. Paul writes to us about this. He writes in Ephesians chapter 3, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let me leave you with this today. And that is that, first of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then I encourage you to read 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then make the declaration of Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ now lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then recognize that now, as a believer in Christ, if you've already made that and you understand that, understand 1 John 5. Understand that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And understand that the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Creation is crying out for us. This isn't a time to cower. This isn't a time for us to be afraid. This is a time for us to embrace and to strive to be even closer to our Father in heaven and to speak his words, his truth, to break the darkness with the light. It begins in prayer, and then it may well take some very serious and significant action, but it's so important that we stand right now in this moment. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back with you tomorrow. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you his peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of the flesh, I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.